Hello and welcome to the Animal Health Employment Insider, brought to you by The Vet Recruiter. In this podcast, executive search consultant and veterinary recruiter Stacy Purcell, founder and CEO of The Vet Recruiter, provides insight and practical advice for both companies and job seekers in the animal health industry and veterinary profession. The Vet Recruiter's mission is to help animal health and veterinary organizations acquire top talent, while helping animal health and veterinary professionals attain career-enhancing opportunities that increase their quality of life. In today's podcast, we'll be talking about the dangers of assumptions and how making the wrong assumptions can derail your career. Stacy, thank you so much for joining us.
Hello, Sharita. I'm glad to be here today.
Now, Stacy, I remember an old saying about making assumptions. Does that old saying apply to what we'll be discussing today?
Yes, it absolutely does. I am sure that most people in the audience today are familiar with that saying about making assumptions. But if they're not, they should Google it to find out. I'm not going to say it because I don't want to come across as being crass.
I understand what you mean about being crass, but it seems that that statement is common knowledge about making assumptions.
It is. Making assumptions can be dangerous. That applies to not just your personal life, but your professional life as well. To go one step further, it also applies to both your career and a job search.
Now, Stacy, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say this is the type of topic that I'm guessing probably has some great case studies associated with it. Did I guess right?
You certainly did. I have two case studies, in fact, and I'd like to share them today to illustrate the dangers of making assumptions.
That sounds great. You know, I love these case studies. So what's your first one about?
I reached out to someone to let her know about an employment opportunity for advancement in her career. This opportunity was a higher level role than the one she currently had. We've talked about this before. When I reach out to a candidate about an employment opportunity, it is often better than the job that they have right now. That is why I'm reaching out to them in the first place.
Right, that makes sense. So what did this candidate say?
She said, "Sure, I'll talk with you, but I doubt that I'm someone who can help you."
Wow, so right off the bat, she made a decision about how the call was going to unfold?
That's right. She's already making assumptions, and the phone call has barely started. But there are two things that really stood out to me about what she said.
What were those two things?
Well, first, I was calling to help her by offering an opportunity. I wasn't calling to ask her to help me. However, before she knew why I was calling, she assumed that she couldn't help me.
Now, shouldn't she have been flattered to be receiving a call from a recruiter?
Yes. In fact, many people are flattered. It's an indication that they're considered a top candidate in the marketplace. How many people would like to hear about a job opportunity that could be better than the one that they have? How many people do you know who love their jobs so much that they would never entertain the possibility of going somewhere else? I have to say that I have not met too many people like that during my career.
Yeah, I have not either. What's the second thing that struck you about what the candidate said?
The second thing was, how did she know that she could not help me if she didn't know exactly why I was calling? First, as we just discussed, I was calling to offer to help her. And secondly, I have never met a truly psychic person before, so once again, she was making an assumption. This is similar to people who say no to an opportunity without knowing what the opportunity is. This person didn't outright say no, but she had a negative attitude before I could explain that I was calling to speak with her about an opportunity that could potentially advance her career forward.
Wow, that doesn't make much sense.
No, it doesn't. And there's really no decision to make about a situation until you have all of the details associated with that situation, which also means there is no assumption to make.
Absolutely. So, Stacy, what's the second case study that you have for us today?
I called a professional to help her prepare for an upcoming job interview that I had scheduled for her. Unfortunately, she did not seem interested in my preparation suggestions. It was almost as if I couldn't tell her anything and that she already knew everything. Instead of being humble and thanking me for my time and helping her get ready for her interview, she acted as though she did not want to hear my advice. It appeared as though she thought she knew it already. Now, I have to say that this has not been an isolated incident. This has happened other times when candidates or professionals think that they know it all heading into a face-to-face interview.
Now, Stacey, how many times has a candidate actually known it all?
I would have to say zero. No candidate has known it all heading into an interview, but it still happens sometimes, unfortunately. Now, keep in mind that even if the candidate knows a lot about the interview process, there is a limit to how much they know about the organization and the people who are going to interview them. The recruiter, on the other hand, that's been hired by the company has more knowledge about a lot of things.
Now, what are some of those things?
There's the position itself, the organization, the hiring officials, who might be the candidate's supervisor if the candidate is eventually hired, the company culture, and a bunch of other information related to the position and the organization. Now, all of this information is important to a candidate's ability to interview well. It's also important in terms of the decision that the candidate will make if they receive a job offer. In my experience, candidates who listen to advice before the interview are the ones who come out of the interview with a job offer. The ones who don't listen usually don't get a job offer. It's a pattern that I've noticed over the years. I've even had my clients tell me that they can tell during the job interview who has paid attention to the advice that I give them and who has not.
You know, I'm inclined to believe that those aren't the only assumptions that animal health and veterinary professionals have, especially about their career.
You're right, Sharita. There are many more, and one of the biggest ones is about the future. Some candidates make certain assumptions about the future. Now, the reality of a situation is that you cannot assume that you know what's going to happen in the future. Anyone who has ever been laid off can tell you that based solely on their firsthand experience. Now, I have a list of things that people should not assume in regards to their career. The first thing on the list is how long you will work at your current employer. Also, how long you will work in a particular field. How quickly you will climb the ladder at your current employer. 4, whether or not a new employment opportunity is the right fit for you before you check it out and interview for it. 5, your knowledge regarding the employment marketplace. The 6th item on my list is your knowledge about your own job search. And 7, how much a recruiter can help you to find a new job.
Stacey, why do you believe that people make these assumptions in the first place?
There are a couple of reasons. First, because they only want to believe good things about their career and their future. Losing your job is not a good thing to think about or contemplate, so some people would rather not think about it at all and just assume that they'll have their current job for as long as they want it. And second, people make assumptions because it's easier and it takes less work and thought. Some people prefer the perceived comfort of the status quo, even if that comfort is just an illusion. There is, however, a difference between making an assumption and relying upon firsthand experience.
How is that?
Experience is far more valuable, especially experience collected over a long period of time. When a person has seen a certain situation play out over and over again, they can make a pretty good guess about what to do and what not to do. As an animal health and veterinary recruiter, can I predict the future? No, I can't predict the future any more than the candidates in our 2 case studies today could predict it. However, I have seen thousands of scenarios during my time as an executive recruiter and search consultant for more than 20 years. I have seen candidates and job seekers do the right thing to land a great job, and I've seen people do the wrong things that sabotage their candidacy. And making assumptions is one way to sabotage your candidacy for what could be a great new employment opportunity, and it could also potentially sabotage your career.
Well, Stacey, as we wrap up today's podcast, what's your advice for our listeners?
My advice is to not make assumptions regarding your career and your job search. Rely on the experience of others to help guide you through the process. They may not have a crystal ball, but they do have experience, knowledge, and expertise needed to increase your chances for success.
Now, Stacey, I don't have a crystal ball either, but I don't need one to know that we've almost run out of time for our episode today. So I want to say thank you once again for all of this great information.
Thank you, Sharita. I look forward to our next podcast.